The Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, has opposed any military action against Iran over its nuclear energy program. The SCO has said in a declaration that any use of force against Tehran would be unacceptable and a threat to global security. It is also opposed to any military intervention in the Middle East. The SCO declaration was issued at the organization's 12th summit in Beijing. The participants in the meeting have discussed major challenges facing the world today. The leaders of the organization's 11 member and observer states, including Iran's president, were in attendance. Staying with the SCO summit, Iran's president lashes out at NATO's eastward expansion, saying it is aimed at stopping the growth of the SCO's members. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said NATO members are trying to resurrect what he called past colonialist relations. Ahmadinejad added, quote, "The colonialists are equally opposed to the development of China, Russia, India and Iran, as well as other members of the SCO." He further called for a new world order, saying the current one has failed because of its, quote, "inhumane and unfair nature." Let's talk about this with Viktor Nadin-Raevsky from the Institute of World Economy and International Relations, and he joins us from Moscow. Mr. Nadin-Raevsky, why don't you tell us what you think about the declaration, especially the fact that it seems very firm regarding the expansion of the Western countries, in particular the United States, as they have said, with their concentration in the Asia-Pacific?
Well, in fact, the Shanghai Organization of Cooperation in the last years has become a rather prominent and important partner of many international organizations in the world. First of all, that was very important that it began the cooperation from real problems. Problems that dangerous for all the countries of the region. First of all, this is problem of terrorism, of course, problem of separatism, of course, drug smuggling, narco traffic. It's a very dangerous point in all the things the countries of the region have to deal with. And of course, that is important that really there were several military trainings already that give opportunity for joint operations here in Central Asia. And of course, this organization is the only real mechanism that can help stop terrorist activities here. It is a problem, of course, and this problem is only on the way of solution. If you look at the world around, the Middle East, for example, you can see that the new dimensions development of political situation, and also they are dangerous for the Central Asiatic states. And Iran, of course, partly is also interested in this cooperation. And as I know, Iranian side many times just expressed willingness and readiness to cooperate with the Shanghai Organization. And that is really important that the next step and very important step in the cooperation was the economic cooperation. Before, predominantly political issues were on the agenda of the organization. But now, step by step, all the countries move towards economic cooperation. And of course, first of all, the most prominent dimensions of this cooperation, most modern models of economy, modern industries, and modern scientific knowledge. That is very, really important. Besides, there is an important bank cooperation of the countries that are really involved into the organization. And this time, very important decisions were undertaken. For example, another huge investments will be really made into economic cooperation. China, for example, agreed and decided to give $10 billion for the future cooperation, for development of future energy and other projects for these organizations, for the countries of the organizations. It is a large sum of money if just to look at the countries, for smaller countries, partners that took part in the work of the organization. So the cooperation becomes more wide. The cooperation became more serious. In the West, first, in the beginning of this 10-year activity of the organization, the Western countries just tried not to put any attention to it, partly the United States. But now that they have to see that this organization becomes step by step a real force just in the region. And what's more important, that all the members of the organization have equal rights, equal voices, and all the decisions of the organizations, of this organization, are undertaken only when all of the members of the organization agree to follow any program that is undertaken.
Okay, thank you. We'll leave it there. Victor Nadine Rajewski from the Institute of World Economy and International Relations. Thank you.